Thank you all for coming out this evening. So tonight I want to talk to you about the Christ in prophecy. So I want to look at a few prophecies. Or first, what is a prophecy? Well, it's a process in which a message is communicated to a prophet by God and often communicated to others. And another fun fact is all prophecies found in the Bible have come true. So let's look at a prophecy from Moses, some prophecies from Moses. First, let's look at the seed of the woman. So turn with me in Genesis 3, verse 15. And it says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And then turn with me to Galatians 4, in verse 4. And that says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law. Here we see Paul recounting that Jesus was born of a woman, which is a fulfillment of the prophecy. And then turn back with me in Genesis 22. Verse 18. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Yes. And that shows that the Christ would be of the seed of Abraham. Then turn with me to Matthew 1, verse 1. And it says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Here we see that Jesus was the son of Abraham. And these were written about 1,400 years before Christ. So, an amazingly long time. Now let's look at a prophecy from Micah. In Micah chapter 5, in verse 2. Says, but you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. And we see the fulfillment of this in Matthew 2, verses 1 through 5. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Judea with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And here we see the fulfillment that he was to be born in Bethlehem. And this was about 800 years before Christ. And then let's look at some from Zechariah. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And this is about the triumphant entry, which we see in Matthew 21, verses 1 through 9. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the in the highest." And here we see the fulfillment of the triumphant entry. And turn back with me in Zechariah verse 11, or chapter 11. And in verse 12. "Then I said to them, 'If it seems good to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them.' And they weighed out as my wages 30 pieces of silver." Here we see the prophecy of Jesus being sold for 30 pieces of silver. And we see the fulfillment of that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and 15. "One of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?' And they paid him 30 pieces of silver." These prophecies were about 600 years before Christ. Now, all this proves that the Christ is the Christ and that the Bible is true. So, if you need to believe in Christ and be saved by him, first you need to hear. Then you need to believe and repent and confess him before us, and be baptized and remain faithful unto death. If anyone has a need, please come forward as we stand to sing.